माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय कृष्ण बलराम कृष्ण बलराम कृष्ण बलराम जय वृंदावन धाम जय राधा श्याम सुंदर राधा श्याम सुंदर राधे जय गौरनिताय 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 जय गौरनिताय जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद जय श्रीमद् भागवत महापुराण की समागत वैष्णव मंडली की अभय नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद की भक्त सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर की भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर की गौर किशोर दास बाबाजी महाराज की समागत वैष्णव मंडली की ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द ऑल ग्लोरीज ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतिरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नष्टिकी ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं श्री रूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषवानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे पादौ यदीयौ प्रथमो द्वितीयौ तृतीय तुर्यौ कथितौ यदूरु नाभिस्तथा पञ्चम एव षष्ठो भुजान्तरं दौर्युगलं तथान्यो कंठस्तु राजन् नवमो यदीयो मुखारविन्दं दशमः प्रफुल्यम् एकादशो यस्य ललाटपट्टं शिरोपितु द्वादश एव भाति तमादिदेवं करुणानिधानं तमालवर्णं सुहितावतारं अपार संसार समुद्र सेतुं भजामहे भागवतः स्वरूपं यो अंतः प्रविश्य मम वाचम् इमां प्रसुप्तां संजीवयत्य अखिल शक्ति धरस्वधाम्ना अन्यांश्च हस्तचरण श्रवणस्त्वगादीन प्राणान् नमो भगवते पुरुषाय तुभ्यं हरे कृष्णा टेंथ कैंटो 47th चैप्टर And the sloka verse is 15. Bhramar Geet, Malati Chanda. Divi Bhuvicharasayam Kastriya Durapaha. कपट रुचिर हास ब्रु विजृंभस्य यहसु चरण रज उपास्ते यस्य भूतिर्वयं का अपि च कृपण पक्षे ह्युत्तम श्लोक शब्दः दिवि भुविचरसायां कः स्त्रियस्तद्दुरापा कपटरुचिरहास भूविजृम्भस्य यः स्युः चरणरज उपास्ते यस्य भूतिर्वयं का अपि च कृपण पक्षे ह्युत्तम श्लोकः शब्दः दिवि भुविचरसायां कः स्त्रियस्तद्दुरापा कपटरुचिरहास भूविजृम्भस्य यः स्युः चरण रज उपास्ते यस्य भूतिर्वयं का अपि च कृपण पक्षे ह्युत्तम श्लोक शब्दः या यू कैन रिसाइट दिवि भुविचरसायां का स्त्रियस्तद्दुरापा कपट रुचिर हास भू विजृंभस्य यः स्युः चरण रज उपास्ते यस्य भूतिर्वयं का अपि च कृपण पक्षे ह्युत्तम श्लोक शब्दः दिवि भुविचरसायां का स्त्रियस्तद्दुरापा कपटरुचिरहास ब्रूविजृम्भस्य यः स्युः चरणरज उपास्ते यस्य भूतिर्वयं का अपि च कृपण पक्षे ह्युत्तम श्लोक शब्दः माताजी दिवि भुविचरसायां का स्त्रियद्दुरापा कपटरुचिरहास भूविजृम्भस्य यः स्युः चरण रज उपास्ते यस्य भूतिर्वयं का अपि च कृपण पक्षे ह्युत्तम श्लोक शब्दः दिवि भुविचरसायां का स्त्रियस्तद्दुरापा कपट रुचिरहास भू विजृंभस्य यः स्युः चरण रज उपास्ते यस्य भूतिर्वयं का अपि च कृपण पक्षे ह्युत्तम श्लोक शब्दः दिवि दिवि इन द हेवनली रीजियन Bhuvi, on the earth, cha, and rasayam, in the subterranean sphere. Kaha, what? Striyaha, women. by him durapaha, unobtainable, kapata, deceptive, ruchira, charming, hasa, with smiles, bhru, of whose eyebrows, vijrimbhasya, the arching, yaha, who, sihu, become, charana, of the feet, rajah, the dust, upaste, worships, yasya, whose, bhutihi, the goddess of fortune, wife of Lord Narayana, vayam, ui, ka, who, apicha, nevertheless, kripana pakshe, for those who are wretched. He, indeed, uttamah shloka, the Supreme Lord, who is glorified by the most sublime prayers, shabdaha, the name. Translation by His Divine Grace, Avacharan Aravinda Bhaktivedanta Srila Prabhupada Ki. In heaven, on earth, or in the subterranean sphere, what women are unavailable to him? He simply arches his eyebrows and smiles with deceptive charm, and they all become his. The Supreme Goddess herself worships the dust of his feet. So what is our position in comparison? But at least those who are wretched can chant his name, Uttama Shloka. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine. Purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti states that Radharani's speech expressing all the feelings of a disappointed lover indicates an intensity of love for Sri Krishna surpassing even that of the goddess of fortune. While all the gopis are perfectly compatible with Sri Krishna in terms of their beauty, temperament and so on, Srimati Radharani is especially so. In her forlorn state, Radharani indicates to Krishna, you are called Uttama Shloka because you are merciful to the wretched and fallen. But if you would be merciful to me, then you would actually deserve this exalted name. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti further points out that in this verse, Srimati Radharani expresses her spite born of pride, accuses Krishna of being a cheater, and finds fault with his behavior. Thus the verse contains speech known as Ujjalpa, as described in the following verse of the Ujjala Nilmani, 14.188. Hare kuhatakhyanam garva garbhiter shaya sasuyas chatad akshepo dhirair ujjalpa iryate. The declaration of Lord Hari's duplicitous nature in a mood of spite born of pride, together with jealousy, spoken insults directed against him, has been termed Ujjalpa by the wise. So first of all, I would like to offer my gratitude to His Grace Panchagoda Prabhu and all present senior Vaishnavas, and especially to His Grace Dharmatma Prabhu, who gave me this chance. This is my first class in English. I mostly speak in Hindi. So Krishna sent Uddhava to Vrindavan to convey the message as well as to give some relief, some consolation to Nanda Maharaj and the gopis, which were in separation of Krishna. They were totally broken. So Uddhava came. When he entered, it was already in the evening time. The cows were coming back to home. The entire sky was dusty. The cubs were jumping here and there. And the cows were returning back with full of milk bags. And Vraja was decorated with incense and lamps. It was very transcendental view. So Uddhava came. It was late. Nanda Maharaj received him, gave him a warm welcome, a good feast, and then asked. He was hesitating. He was very eager to ask about his children, but he was hesitant. So he first asked his well-being. How are you? And how is everything going on there? How is your health and everything? Then he said that everything is okay with Vasudev and his two children. They're fine. They're keeping well. Do they ever miss Gokul, Govardhan? The past times he did. He saved us many times from the forest fire, rain, storm. Does he remember all those stories? So it was in the mode of separation. Nanda Maharaj was missing so much. So that night, Uddhava stayed at his house, took rest, and in the morning he got prepared and went out. He heard that from the early morning, Brahma Muhurta, the gopis were churning milk, and they sound, and they were chanting some Vraja Geet, and he was hearing, and he was enchanted. Then he came out. The sunlight came by the time, and the gopis saw that a person looks exactly lotus-eyed, looks exactly like Krishna, having a pitambar, and his mood is also exactly like Krishna. So the first thought that this is Krishna. So he went, they went, all these gopis, they encircled him and then took him to a secluded place. And as soon they got to know that Krishna has sent him as a messenger, they could not tolerate the separation anymore. Their eyes were welled up with tears. Then at the time, one bumblebee came and it was going all around. So the gopis, they thought, because they were in utter separation, so they thought that this must be the messenger of Krishna. It's black also. So anything black is Krishna. This is called Uddipan Bhav. In Bhav, it's been categorized in five divisions. Bhav, Bibhav, Anubhav, Uddipan, Sanchari. So, which instigates the dormant mood is called Uddipana Bhav. So, as soon the gopis, because they are so much engrossed into the thought of Lord Krishna, that anything black comes on their way, they think, oh, this is Krishna. So here, Rupa Goswami, in his verse from Ujjwala Nilmani, which is one of the exalted book of Sahitya, of Shringar Rasa or Sahitya. Every sampradaya has their own books, like for grammar. In our sampradaya, for grammar, there is Harinamamrita Vyakaranam. For Sahitya, Ujjwala Nilmani. So whatever is there in Sahitya Darpan, it's a replica of it, but it is written by Srila Rupa Goswami in a devotional way. So in that book, he is saying, Hare Kuhatakhyanam Kuhaka. Kuhaka means kapata, deceptive, deception. So Hare Kuhatakhyanam, what is going on in this Bhramar Git is a kuhatakhyanam. It's a description of the deceitful character. So Krishna is known as Ascharya Karma, but the gopis use the word kuhaka karma. This is the most kapata, most biggest hypocrite. This is the feeling. And this kind of feeling, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Pad, in his commentary, he is saying that this is Shatru Bhava Vivarjita. There is no animosity. This asuya, this rivalry or intolerance is because Krishna is in Mathura. Divi Bhuvicha Rasayam. You see in this sloka, Divi Bhuvicha Rasayam Kastriya Durapa. For him, no woman is unobtainable. He will just arch his eyebrows, do some body languages, and any lady will fall in love to him, irrespective she is married or unmarried. Divi Bhuvi Rasayam, whether he goes to the Swargaloka, where he is in Martyaloka, or he is in the subterranean planets like Rasatala. So this is an exalted form of Shringar Rasa. First bhav, then vibhav. Bhav, when someone sees somebody and then gets attracted. Vibhav, then they start meditating upon them, sitting alone like what gopis does all the day. Anubhav, then he starts thinking about the intricate details of that person. Oh, the earrings were like that, the eyes were like that, the uttari was like that, or for a woman, the makeup was like that, and the sari was like that. So, anubhav. Then uddipan. Anything, anybody comes, they think, oh, it's Krishna. Oh, it's my lover. So this is uddipan. Mahaprabhu, if you see in Chaitanya Charitamrit, he came to Vrindavan, but he did not stay here much. He spent most of his pastimes in Purushottam Dham, Jagannath Puri. Because this Vrindavan Dham is Krishnoddipak. He sees anything, he thinks, oh, this is Krishna, Krishna, and then he starts jumping upon it. Like in Nilachal, looking at the ocean, he was jumping, oh, Krishna, 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 dark blue or black, anything. So Krishnoddipakavastu, and he himself God. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself is God. Lord himself appeared in the form of a devotee. So if he gets the mood of a god, then it's difficult to follow his pastimes. So he mostly stayed away. Also, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not permit much of his followers, except the Sad Goswamis, to go and stay at Vrindavan Dham. When Swarup Damodar was the incarnation of Satyabhama. So it's a Dwaraka mood, worshipping Krishna as Dwarakadhish, as a king. So Swarup Damodar wanted to come to Vrindavan, and Sanatana Goswami was here. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, okay, you go and meet with him. But he gave two instructions. Vrindavane jaiyo na koriyo vas. Govardhane chodiya na dekhiyo Gopal. You go to Vrindavan, but don't stay back. 3 days, 4 days is enough. And if you climb up and you will see that the local Brajvasis, they are playing on top of the Govardhan. There is a Gopal temple. They go climb up, they play there, they offer. But if you think, okay, I am also excited when I came so far, so I should also see Gopal, you don't do that. Haridasa Varya. So Lord himself in the form of Giriraj Govardhan. So our concept is different and you cannot imitate the Vrajavasis. So these gopis, whatever they are doing out of separation, these gopis, first of all, are not material being like us. Kuhata Khyanam, this is one of the topmost subtle rasa of Shringar Rasa. Kuhata Khyanam. A satire out of convulsion. He is so deceitful that wherever he goes, he is a womanizer. Wherever he goes, he will, with his body language, with his arching of his eyes and everything, he will definitely get some woman. And who are we? Divi Bhuvicha Rasayam Kastriyat Durapa. There is no woman in this entire planetary system which is unobtainable by you. Kapata ruchira hasa bhu vrajim bhrasya yasyu. he will just give a smile, a side glance, or arching his eyebrows, and any woman will fall in love with him. Charana raja upaste yasya bhutir vayam ka. Who are we? Vayam ka. The gopis are saying, who are we? When the goddess Lakshmi himself worshipping the lotus feet of Narayana. So Lakshmi is such a character that even the asuras also want. Nobody dishonor Lakshmi. Everybody wants Lakshmi. So that Lakshmi, who is worshipped by the entire planetary system, everybody, asuras, daityas, rakshasas, yakshas, kinnaras, gandharvas, everybody worships Lakshmi Devi. That Lakshmi Devi, charana raja upaste, is serving the lotus feet of you. Vayamka, we are villagers, we are mere villagers, cowherd ladies. We don't have any shringar, we don't look beautiful, we are not much educated. Our manners are very country manners. So definitely you won't like us. This is out of topmost separation from the Lord. Apichakripana pakshe yuttamashloka shabdaha. Then the gopis are saying, Lord is named as yuttamashlokaha. There are two meanings of this word. Uttama shloka. Uttamaihi shlokaihi giyate iti uttama shlokaha. Who is glorified by topmost kind of shlokas is uttama shloka. And shloka also means kirti, like some amazing deeds. And uttama means topmost. So someone who has done some magnanimous deeds is also called Uttama Shloka, generous. So now the gopis are saying, Apicha Kripana Pakshe Yuttama Shloka Shabdaha. In Mathura also you have many women definitely following you. But if a rich king gives half of his kingdom to his rich prince, will that be called a generosity? That will not be. There are two kings, friends, and one king gives half of his kingdom to the other king. Will that be called generosity? No. But if the same king gives a small part of land to a very poor person of that society, that is generosity. So that's what I'm saying, that this name will be rightful. It will be appropriate for you. Uttama Shloka. Name will be appropriate for you if you bestow mercy upon the non-deserving like us. We actually don't deserve your love. We are, you know, village woman. We have no beautification. And so I know that you cheated with us. You did Maharas and all these pastimes. But actually, you have so many great ladies after you. So why will you remember me? Vishwanath Chakravarti Pad in the shloka giving another mood is that the gopis, they think that Krishna is the son of Nanda Maharaj. So in Maharas also they use this term Yadupati. Yadu Nandana Yadupati. And so Krishna is a Kshatriya and we are Vaishyas, Ahir, we call here Ahir, those who sell milk and Ahir. So they're Vaishyas. So then out of too much deepest hankering and longing, they're saying that don't think that because we are Vaishya and you are a Kshatriya, we won't accept you, we will accept you. This is what the gopis are saying to the Brahmar, that if you're thinking, okay, even if I fall in love, what is the use? They are from a different caste. I am from a different caste. So it's not going to mature as marriage or in a relation, proper relation. Don't think like that. We are ready for that also. This is Vishwanath Chakravarti Pad telling in his tika. So, apicha kripana pakshe yuttama shloka shabdaha. The title uttama shloka is only appropriate if you bestow your mercy upon someone who is non-deserving. If you give it to a samartha, a deserving candidate, then there is no generosity. But if you give to somebody who is disqualified, who is non-qualified, then that is called generosity, and we are that. You see, in the introductory glorification of Srimad Bhagavatam, when Bhakti Devi is sitting with his two children, Gyan and Vairagya, and Narada Rishi was passing by, then Narada Rishi asked, who are you? Bhakti Devi called him, Bho Bho Sadhu Kshanam Tista Machintam Apinashaya. She knew, she is Bhakti Devi, that this sadhu seems to be very exalted. And Machintam Apinashaya, please alleviate my depression and whatever anxiety is there. So please come here. So then he found out, Narada Rishi, that this is bhakti. Then Narada Rishi is saying, Twaya hutastu bhagavan yati nicha grihesvapi. When Lord is called by you, that means someone calls you with deep reverence, with bhakti, you go even to the house of Nietzsche, very fallen, sinful. There is another sloka in Bhagavatam. Aho vato shapachato gariyan jajju hagre vartate namatubhyam. Swapacha, a chandala, a dog eater, is also more glorious than a brahmana. Jajju hagre vartate namatubhyam. On whose tip of tongue your holy names are constantly dancing. So that's what Narada Rishi is saying. You are here and this is your condition. How come? Twaya hutastu bhagavan yati nicha grihesvapi. The Lord goes to the houses of a very sinner of all sin, chandala, whom the society even does not accept. You go there also. So, this I'm saying because what gopis are telling, Kripana Paksha Uttama Shloka, your title Uttama Shloka is appropriate if you bestow mercy upon the Kripanas who are non-deserving. Ambarish Durvasa conversation, when all of a sudden Durvasa came, and Ambarish saying, Mahat Vichalanam Nirnam Grihinam Dina Chetasam Nishreyasaya Kalpate Bhagavan Na Anyatha Kalpate Kvachit. So, O Bhagavan, saintly personalities like you, when they visit anybody's house, it's because Grihinam Dina Chetasam. The Grihis, the householders, they're Dina Chetas. They're bereft of all pious deeds. They don't go to the temple and worship, and the common person. So when a saintly person comes to our house, it's not for their benefaction, for their benefit. They come to our house to bestow mercy, causeless mercy upon us. We are anadhikaris. So you came, saintly devotees like you, come to our house, Grihinam Dina Chetasam. Grihinam, a householder like me, who are Dina Chetas, completely, whose consciousness is totally engulfed by Maya, who's only thinking about material benefit. Such kind of low conscious Grihasthis, when you people visit and bestow your causeless mercy, this is the best thing can happen. So this word, Kripana Pakshe Yuttama Shloka Shabdaha, this is what this Vishwanath Chakravarti Pad is saying. Now let's see what Rupa Goswami is saying. Rupa Goswami titled this Bhramar Gita as Kuhatakhyanam, Kuhakatakhyanam. It's an akhyan description about the deceitful character. And it's a satire. The gopis are saying, not out of any enmity towards Krishna. So, you are a womanizer. Wherever you go, you get a woman. So all these things, this kind of audacity only gopis has. Because they have nothing else in their mind apart from Krishna. And hearing these pastimes, see, Hare Kuhatakhyanam, what Rupa Goswami says, Hare Kuhatakhyanam, what I explained, Garbha Garbhita Garbhiter Shaya, Irsha, jealousy, mild jealousy. It's not like material jealousy, it's like mild jealousy, which happens, Rupa Goswami says in Ujjwala Nilmani, the lover is attracted to her beloved, and then this bhav, vibhav, anubhav is surpassed. Then they had a meeting, like they spend time in seclusion and intimately. That is called abhisarika. This word has been used, abhisarika. The gopis or the lover who goes with their partner in seclusion. So that kind of pastimes has already been performed. Now, after doing the Maharas, Krishna disappeared. He had to go and he went and then he studied. Vasudev sent him to Gargamuni and did the Janeyu sacred third ceremony. After that, sent him to Sandipani school. And then he studied in 64 days, 64 subjects. After performing all those things, then he retrieved the dead son of Sandipani Muni. He asked what reward you want. And then he asked and retrieved his son. And all these pastimes happened and he was not present. So gopis were utterly missing him. They could not tolerate the separation. Garva garbiter shaya. So you are proud that you are very handsome and you have so many qualities. Just by flickering of your eyes, anybody falls in love to you. So garva garbhita, garva means womb. So there is an inherent pride in your womb, inside you. And the gopis are proud that we love Krishna. So from either side, there is a pride, dormant pride. Sasuyacha tad akshepo. So when they're in deep love, when you are in love, proper love with someone, and then that person leaves you, then what happens? During that separation, this kind of irsha, like jealousy, comes. Oh, what if he talks to some other lady who were more beautiful than me? Or if any other lady tries to fall in love with him because he's so handsome. So this kind of jealousy, mild jealousy, that is called garbhita irsha. This kind of, and the gopis are saying it loudly. You know, you are this, you are that, and I know what you will do. And because we are gopis and we stay in the, at a village, so you don't care about us, you make us fall in love and then you left. All these kind of words, only gopis has the authority to say this. And this kind of pralap, saying it loudly and more exaggerating. You know, you are this and you are that. This is called ujjalpa. This is what Rupa Goswami is saying. Dhirair ujjalpa iriyate. It is being named as ujjalpa by the dhirai, by the panditas, by the scholars or the poets. This kind of conversation is titled as ujjalpa. Now, if we look into after the Maharas was finished, the Maharas was over, then there are two slokas which are very important. This 10th canto is the ashraya. Every Mahapurana has dasha lakshanas, 10 symptoms. Atra sarga visargo, uti manvantar, sthan, ishanukatha, mukti, ashraya, nirodh. So these are the 10 symptoms of Mahapuran. That's why this Bhagavat is called Mahapuran, Vishnu Puran, Shiva Puran, but this is Bhagavat Mahapuran. So Mahapuran consists of 10 qualities. So there in second canto, sloka number second, eight, something like that. So there it's written that dashamasya ashrayartham navanam iha lakshanam. All these nine, sthan, uti, manvantar, these are basically talking about attachment and detachment. To discern the real from the unreal. Atma and anatma vastu. Atma and jada. These are mostly talking about these things. Vyapya and vyapaka. So, all the purpose of these nine limbs of Srimad Bhagavatam, nine symptoms, lakshanas, is for ashraya, taking complete resource unto the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. And that is depicted in 10th canto. But our senses are not so perfect. So naturally when you hear this kind of transcendental, loving, intimate pastimes, we think because of our imperfect senses with regard to material relations. But this is transcendental relationship. That's why after the Maharas, there are two important slokas. Ten, 33 and 30, sloka sankhya. Dharmaha vyatikramo drishtva ishwaranam cha sahasam, sahasam teji esham na doshaya vahne sarva bhujo yatha. Dharmaha vyatikramo drishtva. Vyatikram means surpassing the boundary lines of dharma. The dharma does not allow you to do maharas. If you see, this is the question of Parikshit Maharaj, that Krishna said that dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge, I will appear and I will incarnate myself for the establishment of dharma. And what are these paradara bhimarshan? You know, going with unmarried and married woman on the bank of Yamuna and doing maharas. So this is what God does? So actually Parikshit doesn't have this question. He's asking on behalf of us, for the conditional living entity like us. So, this Maharas, after this Maharas, hearing this, many common people like us will think that, come on, this Lord is doing this kind of vyabhichar and parakiya. What kind of bhagavatta is this? So that this kind of question does not arise in our mind, he's saying, dharma vyatikramo drishtva ishwaranam cha sahasam, only Ishwara, the Lord, and the associates of Lord, very exalted saintly persons like Kashyap Rishi, Atri, Angira, Garga, Bhrigu. Bhrigu Rishi kicked on the chest of Narayana. We cannot imitate that. So dharma vyatikramo drishtva. Why? Because these exalted devotees, they perform like Aditi did Payuvrata from the Pratipada of Falgun till Dwadashi. She did Payuvrata. And they do many austerities and rituals not for any material gain. What we do, okay, let's do a parikrama so that this desire gets fulfilled. So they don't do these things for material fulfillment. And neither they need to do. Like we normal humans, we do Om Namo Bhagavate Narayana Swaha Idam Narayana Idam Namama, so that Narayana gets pleased and I get Swarga Loka. So Ashwamedha, Gomedha and all these yajnas we do for getting the higher planetary systems. But does this Bhrigu, Kashyap, Garga, do they need to perform any rituals to get higher lokas? They don't need. Saubhari Rishi saw the fishes are mating and he got agitated. Then he married the 60,000 daughters of Prajapati. So do you think, what is this? But this is Ishwaranam cha sahasam. The Lord can do this, and his dearmost devotees, his associates, they can perform such, and there is no papa or punya. This is what is explained in this sloka. It's not applicable for them. Why? Then the next line says, Tejiyasham na doshaya. Tejiyan means who has the capacity to extinguish all sins, which we normal human beings don't have. Vishwamitra Menaka, then Saubhari Rishi, and then he got detached totally. Kardam Rishi married, and then he got detached. So this is not an ordinary. Look at Kashyap Rishi. He has the largest, like Kashyap is a very, very distinct character. There is a shastra called Nirukta Shastra. The author is Yaska. Nirukta is a part of the out of six limbs of Vedanga, Nirukta is one of part. Vedanga, Jyotish, Vyakaran, Brahman, all this part. So out of that, Nirukta is written by Yask. He is saying, Kashyapa iti pashyakaha. He is just a beholder. Imagine, Diti and Aditi, the demons and the demigods are his children. Kashyapa dayadaha. And they are fighting. And one is defeating another and taking up the swarga. The other is killing them and throwing them out. And what is he doing? He is entranced in deep meditation. After some time, he opened his eyes. He came back. He said, Aditi, why are you like so sad? What happened to you? And they're Trikalagya. So he is totally unperturbed by what is happening. Imagine that. He's totally unperturbed. And he's asking, did any brahmana or any guest went without any water? Feru Raja Grihopama, and he's advising also, if anybody comes to your doorstep and goes even without asking water, then that house is equivalent to the cave of a jackal. So he's talking about all this Vedanta. He is not perturbed at all. Then Aditi asks, she has also a little bit, you know, such an exalted husband. So how she can ask immediately? She took some time. And then, after question-answer, Kashyap Rishi came to that point, that, are your children okay? As soon he said, yes, no, they are not okay. You know, there is a big fight and my children, the demigods has been thrown out and Bali has captured. And you were, you should do something because you were such a knowledgeable of dharma. So, this an ordinary person cannot do. Krishna, what is the purpose of the Vedas and all the scriptures? To know Krishna. And Krishna is doing a pastime. He is going to Sandipani Muni's ashram to study. Does he need to study anything? He's taking a spiritual master. So, later on we will blame, oh, Lord himself did not take a guru, so why should we take a guru? This is our fault-finding tendency, so that should not be there. All the children should go to Gurukula and study everything very properly. So, tejiyasham na doshaya vahne sarva bhujo yatha. The tejiyan who are capable, they don't have any dosha. Parashar matsyagandha. And what is the outcome? Vyasadeva. So, tejiyasham na doshaya, vahne, they have given the example of vahni. Vahni means fire. So, when we do any yajna, Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya Swaha Idam Narasimhaya Idam Mama, we worship, and that fire, whatever you offer to that fire, that goes to that respective Lord. Whatever Ganesh, Kartik, whatever you are doing, or Ashwamedha, or Shatak, whatever yajna you are doing. In Purusha Sukta it says, Mukhad Agni Rajayata, fire is my mouth. And Brahmanas. So feeding the Brahmanas or doing fire sacrifice, both going directly to the Lord. So the same fire, if it catches fire to that thatched roof under which that mandapam where you are doing the yajna, will anybody blame the fire? Will anybody blame? Oh, look at this fire. Nobody will blame the fire. Rather, they will blame the yajman, the sponsor, or the brahmana. You did not make proper arrangement. That's why everything caught fire. So same. So you offered, give some ahuti to the fire, or you pour some impure things. You see, many people collect, accumulate garbage and then set on fire. Does fire ever complain about it? So Kashyapa Rishi is not giving any particular instruction. Okay, this is the shortcut you do so that your son will get back. First he said about the Vedanta. What is Atma? What is Anatma? What is real and what is unreal? After that, when she was not pacified, then he advised about Payovrata. So this is the strength of the Lord and his devotees. So this sloka is given for us so that we don't develop any kind of confusion towards these immaterial pastimes of the Lord. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Anyone has any question or something? Yes, definitely. I agree. So thank you very much to all of you for giving me this beautiful opportunity, and thank you, Dharmatma Prabhu, especially. Hare Krishna.